escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Courtney in for Greg. He's probably on his way down the Cape right now. Do we know what time, what ferry he was grabbing, Curtis?
No. I'm surprised he's not flying on a PJ from Norwood, maybe.
Good point. He didn't really specify.
Nope. But either way, I'm sure his place is lovely. I heard only $300 for the whole week.
Oh, wow.
Great deal.
Very nice.
It's a really good deal.
Yeah, private pool, I believe. He's going to go see the Pops at Jetty's Beach. I think he had some
What's
the Pops? Like the Boston Pops.
Oh, okay.
Yep, they're performing at Jetty's Beach. Yeah. Seems like he has some good dinner reservations. Crew, Galley Beach. I believe he's going to Ventuno. So he's got it all figured out.
Yeah, you know all the spots out there, don't you?
I mean, I'm going next weekend.
Oh, okay.
Lovely. He did get me a reservation, which I thought was very kind of him.
Very generous. Is that your wedding gift?
Yeah, I would take that as my wedding gift. Myself, dating show Mary, is going out. And then Brooke, my cousin, and her best friend, Janetta. So.
What time does it, like, close around there? Is it, like...
I don't know, like, crew 6 p.m. back bar is very fun till, like...
12?
2.
Oh, okay. All right. So there is some places to entertain after 11.
It's a fun island. I think you'd really like it.
No, I'm good.
I haven't been since I was in college, but there was a great drunk nacho taco something place right in the town, right by like where the boat comes in.
That God. Might be a barbecue. There's a barbecue backyard barbecue.
They had the
best
chicken nachos at like 2 a.m. Holy cow!
Well, they have Millie's still, which is like pretty far out, but that is you can get it at a food truck at the brewery as well.
I think it's $16 bagel day tomorrow.
I don't think so. But Greg's going to enjoy his time. So if you see him out there, give him a big old hug. He's a hugger. We brought it up at the beginning of the show, and I want to circle back because Charlotte Wilder, who has the podcast, I believe it's called The Wilder Things, with The Athletic. She just joined The Athletic, but she's been in the sports world forever. And she talked on her podcast about how she received a phone call from one Jordan Hudson. Shine, we've got two cuts on this, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah, here's what they had to say about the conversations with Jordan, about Jordan possibly coming on their show, but then finding out that they joined The Athletic.
So we tell her we're joining The Athletic Podcast Network, and she was not pleased.
She was like, The Athletic's been awful to me. She really hasn't liked the reporting.
Yeah.
It was like a deal breaker.
Yeah.
She said, I don't want to make The Athletic any money.
Yeah.
And we were like, I think too, because we understand media, we were like, this doesn't change anything.
No.
But to her, the principle of it, and she got very hung up about that. In other times, she was talking about like, can so-and-so use my likeness? Can we, you know, she's sort of obsessed with the legality of what people can use.
Of like her image, how her image can be used, which is interesting considering she has a public Instagram with over 100,000 followers and posts pretty frequently on it.
Yeah, so her whole thing, it's clear that Jordan has her hand on the pulse of what's going on, what's being said about her from all the media outlets.
Right.
I think she knows who is painting her in a good light, who's painting her in a bad light, who is picking up all of the stories, who's probably staying away from the stories. And if you've rubbed her the wrong way, you're probably not going to get any access to her. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if you're not going to get any access to Bill Belichick moving forward.
How could Bill be this stupid? Like, to allow this person who has no training whatsoever in PR, marketing, understanding anything, to be the, not only like the guide, but the wall with which you are separated from the rest of the world. Like,
Yeah. And I also think that Bill Belichick has been screwed so much by people
he's
in the past.
He's being screwed by this girl.
But I think he
literally
sees it. I think he sees it as she's really protecting him in a way. Like she's.
Well, I don't care how he sees it. She's not doing that.
But in his mind, I believe he believes that she is protecting him.
Did he not see the fallout of the Navy tattered sweatshirt, the CBS Sunday morning? He was a punchline for 2 months.
Yeah, he sees it all. But at the same time, like what you said, he's in love. He believes that this woman has his best interest at heart. And
even when it's been clear she hasn't?
Well, maybe she
does. But to him, though, it is. She does.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way. See, we see.
Not talking about this.
And she doesn't really ignore the noise, if we're being honest.
No, that's the one thing that when we first talked about her.
Bill's entire, like, legacy is being totally uprooted by this.
His legacy is not going to be touched, I think, just because of who he's dating.
You don't think in 20 years you're going to see a photo of him in that sweatshirt on that interview looking like he was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
No, they'll be like, man, remember when Bill dated that 20-something-year-old? And then they'll keep moving on.
Right.
I think that...
Or they get married. Like, it could...
That's
been together,
not happening.
Well, they've been together for a decent amount. They've had, I believe it was 3 New Year's Eves together, is what she posted last year. So,
okay.
I mean, they've been together for a decent amount. This isn't just a flash in the pan. And clearly he is giving her a lot of input in all of his business ventures. She's not doing anything when it comes to UNC football on the field, but she's in charge of
But that's most guys. Most guys that are in a committed relationship.
But that's what I'm saying. It's committed. It's not just a random.
No. And I agree with you on that.
If you were to view this from afar, we believe that they started dating when he was here with the Patriots, say 2021, 2022.
Right.
How is his public image gone from 2022 until now? Good, bad, or indifferent? Better or worse, or the same?
It was good because the dynasty, I think a lot of people felt like, you know, they felt sympathy for him. Like they felt like
they wanted to stand up for him.
And I think with the relationship, I think people are just like, wow. First off, they're like, yeah, Bill, you're 70, plus 70, and she's early 20s, and that's a little shocking. We just talked about Al Pacino, right? So that's going to always shock people that you're in your 70s and she's in her 20s. So then once we kind of got past that, it's like, all right, so he's so goo-goo-ga-ga in love with her that, you know, she does this.
So has his image in the public been better, worse, or the same since they started dating?
It's been, well, not since they started dating. Since they've been publicly out together, it's...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Become worse.
Right. And so my question would be, why would his daughter-in-law be so public in her disdain for this person if she and others believe she had the best interest at heart for
Bill? How old's your dad?
My dad just turned 75.
Okay, if your dad started dating a 24-year-old, you probably wouldn't like her either.
Well, right, but I
because that's just like the.
But she's not her dad. Like that would be like Jess being mad.
All right,
at my dad.
That's how it would be. Yeah, I bet Jess would be mad because it's like, what's your dad doing? Like that's just the natural reaction of the in-law, or you know, the daughter-in-law, or the son, or the son, or whatever it is, for be like. Your dad's in his 70s or your mom's in her 70s dating this 25-year-old, I think it would be like, what are they doing?
And that's confusing as well because they have to see each other quite a bit. I mean, Steven works for Bill at UNC now. So
you don't.
If he was dating someone the same age, everything's the same, and he still had bears. Like, I just think everything would be the fact that it's not only the person he is living with and in love with, but this person has assumed control of his entire public life.
Well, so she talks about this. Shime, do we have time to play the quick cut? She talks about the fact that everybody loved his social media until they found out that she ran it.
You know, he once gave a press conference where he was do your job was his slogan when Bill Belichick has been famously anti-social media. This is not a man who has been known for his eloquence in front of a microphone or his desire to speak to the public.
No.
So he joins Instagram, and there are a couple posts, too, that just seem... There was one with, like, a crackly green background.
Yeah, it was, like, a Canva background, and I was like, does Bill Belichick know how to use Canva? Like, what is happening here? And so we just suspected, like, Jordan was running his Instagram account, which she was.
She also loved that... We had said that she is Bill Belichick's Tree Payne. Tree Payne is Taylor Swift's redheaded publicist because I am.
Which, iconic. And you know what? She is. I still stand by that.
And she said everybody loved Bill's media presence before they found out I was behind it.
Which is true. Bill Belichick joined social media and people freaked out about it, loved it, thought everything about it was great. They found out Jordan was the one running it, and now it's like the biggest joke of all time. To compare yourself to Tree Payne is wild.
I have no idea who the hell Tree Payne
is. I like T-Pain.
Like, Tree Payne is like the Taylor Swift manager, like, extraordinaire. Like, she is...
Is this person... Do you believe Jordan is tethered to any form of reality?
I think that
Courtney's answering. That's enough.
No, I want to say yes, because it does seem like she puts a lot of time and effort into helping, like, the fishermen. Like, she has these mm-hmm. things from her hometown right. in Maine. Her dad was a fisherman, where it does seem like she's still tethered to reality of right. her upbringing. But at the same time, I'm sure it's hard to be tethered to that reality when you are dating Bill Belichick. But you've gone from literally a college graduate right. to running his, like, entire media
but
persona.
See, here's the difference, though. I think that's what she wanted all the time. She wanted that from day one. When we used to say she wanted the clout, people were like, no, she's in a history. She just wants to be left alone. No,
right.
She, like any early 20s, 24, 25-year-old who's dating this famous older man, they welcome all of that. Oh, I'm his publicist. I'm doing this. Because they get clout for that.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Call us. Let us know your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.